Well, Ben, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment when it comes to the cancer center in Silver City. Give us an update.
That's right. Our saga of our cancer center here at Gila Regional Medical Center continues. Through an inspection of public records request, we were able to secure the scores assigned to both applicants for management of the cancer center here.
Who are those two
The
applicants?
two applicants are University of New Mexico Comprehensive Cancer Center and the New Mexico Oncology Hematology Consultants, who have been doing business here at Gila Regional for 22 years under the New Mexico Cancer Center. Both groups sent in proposals of what their program would look like here, including costs and everything. And even though we don't know the names of each evaluator, who each evaluator was, it's pretty clear when you look at the records that several of these people at least came in, you know, with their own opinions of one proposal or the other. And also who of these evaluators were really shooting for one or the other.
In which way is it looking?
Well, the committee overall, they already selected the University of New Mexico over the longtime contractor here. Some of the supporters were, you know, they were encouraged by UNM's, you know, expansion to different clinics and different hospitals throughout the state. They thought that was a good sign that they were moving in the right direction. But many others were concerned that you know, they don't have enough experience in rural New Mexico. One of the big things that came down to, though, was the cost. Even though people who threw out their comments, you know, were pretty kind and supportive of the New Mexico Oncology Hematology Consultants who have been doing business here, even they, when it came to the cost and compensation section, thought that they saw some signs of some hidden costs that would make it a little tougher for them to vote for the longtime managers here.
Talk to me about Representative Rudy Martinez. He's looking into the process as to how the decision was made.
That's correct. Since they released their you know, decision that they would enter contract negotiations with UNM, the hospital and this committee have come under fire from the public pretty loudly. Basically, the consensus is that people are concerned that this was done in secret, that this wasn't a very open, transparent process. And our representative, Rudy Martinez, kind of agreed there, and he has requested that the state auditor review the process and make sure everything was on the up and up.
Let's move on to some good news for the Silver City Press and Independent. You have just promoted somebody.
That's correct. Claudie C.P. Thompson here has been our intern for the past few months, and he's grown a lot in that amount of time. And just as of Monday, he announced that he would be joining the Daily Press staff as a reporter.
Well, congratulations to him, and we look forward to putting him on the hot seat and having him do the Silver City report.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to some interesting news. The county assessor found some records.
That's correct. Our county assessor, Raul Turrieta, had heard about a bunch of records that were in the basement of our courthouse here. And when he went down to inspect those, he found, you know, just hundreds of bound volumes dating back to the late 1800s. These are tax records, property records, deeds, even sheriff arrest records that go all the way back to then. And they were in this basement where a local historian had reported, you know, snow was blowing in on them. Just the conditions were not right for these volumes. So he, you know, took that in his own hands, and he saved those records, moving them into a shipping container where they're safe for review.
That's perfect. Thank you very much, Ben. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right.